Hello, everybody. I got four poems for you in the next 5 minutes. This first one is from my book, The Better Angels of Our Nature. It's called Kerouac Go Home. I hear the waitress's footfalls, and they sound like roses as they echo across Avenue B, as they echo across the Avenue of the Americas, as they echo at the intersection of Bleecker and McDougal, where Silsby can't understand why there are so many fucking people. Sure, he's got a few drinks in him, but I never thought I'd see New Yorkers turn heads at open indictments of procreation, or at least not procreation, with the intent of furthering the fading bulb of humanity. Jay and Allie say they used to write Kerouac Go Home on the men's room wall at the White Horse. Dylan Thomas is bleeding out. The blood trail runs to the Chelsea Hotel, then beyond. I slipped on it when I tried to remember the last time I had a future. I tried to remember the last time I saw the ocean. There were Mustangs racing on the Garden State Parkway. There were little hands waving on the BQE. I swear there was a Liberty torch in the harbor, its head struggling above the surface. I've snagged myself a driftwood sculpture. There is so much debris. The gulls have picked through the soft and horseshoe crabs. The few untouched are boiling to burst, but the ocean is still waves under the twin eyes of lighthouses. It never bothered with magic or loss. I did get my ballot today. That's the postage paid, I got my ballot dance. Next poem is called This Ghostly Ambiance. Stop me if you've heard the one about the pregnant waitress and the Zamboni driver. Yeah, I couldn't think of a punchline either. But what would you expect? Holding my breath and drinking a beer at the same time is a new skill. Like spiritualism, I practice it sparingly. I'm trying not to think about the soul of the prime rib in front of me as I notice my past self waiting at the bar. Another beer and a photo of an illuminated Zippo sign before I shuffle off to Buffalo and catch a predator. Did you ever wonder if Leon Kolgosch got into heaven? I overhear the pregnant waitress say she still hopes they're here in 20 years. The sentence was innocent in her mind, but now it's dead on the floor. And I would go through the stacks for another conversation. But fuck all, sometimes it's best to just leave things there, dead. I've got my mask and there's sunset out there where American flags outnumber people. I should strike up a conversation with my adult sense of wonder. Instead, the pregnant waitress returns and offers me another beer. Suddenly, dusk is nonsense. Suddenly, American flags are nonsense. I missed this ghostly ambiance. Mask off. Yes. Beer. I suppose I spend more time than I thought talking to the dead. This is for the late poet Diane Watteau. This is called Time Went the Way of the Buffalo. I know Wichita from a gas station overlooking the interstate. A jaw-dropping sunrise over the Flint Hills. I pulled my hoodie up against October. With 800 miles ahead, one last gasp of Wichita before wagons west. It's sad we never met. We should have had breakfast, but time went the way of the buffalo. I would have loved to hear in person your story of marching 5 miles in Kalamazoo. You and your friend against the Vietnam War. You and your friend all dressed up and in high heels. And this last short poem is called Riggs Tavern, or Riggs Lounge, I'm sorry. All it takes is a quarter, flipped or tossed, from anywhere in the bar into the tall, clear beer stein to the left of the register to open the doors of heaven. I got my ballot. I got my ballot. Thank you all.